Everybody.
Ma puto parole.
Hello, and welcome to Multifaceted, brought to you by a group of second year students of the School of Journalism and Media Studies of Rhodes University, South Africa. This podcast aims to explore the varying perspectives of different groups of people around matters that pertain to us, the youth. In each episode of Multifaceted, we will be posing a new question and provide a space where people across ages, genders, or classes can answer freely. I am your host, Nomeka Mane, and this is the first episode of Multifaceted. The overall theme of this podcast is the youth. In today's episode, since it is our first, we thought it would be fitting to discuss one seemingly simple question. What is the purpose of the youth of today? Naturally, answers to this question will differ based on experience and circumstance. So to begin, we decided to go to the youth themselves and get their take on what they think is their purpose.
We have asked individuals under the age of 25 years a question. The question posed to them was, what do you think is the purpose of the youth of today? Keep in mind that they themselves are the youth of today.
Hi, my name is Nondumiso Erickson Kaminde, and I believe that the purpose of the youth today is to take charge of every single industry and space in this day and age.
Hi, my name is Willowdeen Swartboy, and I'm 21 years old. Right. Okay. The purpose of today's youth, I feel, is to change the norm, to change how society used to do things back in the day, to change things that we're not happy with. You know, it's basically to take up space.
One particular thing that I do believe is that the youth should be making their way into parliament and better shaping the political systems and laws that we have in place. That's what I believe the true purpose of today's youth is.
Hi, my name is Noxolo Ntlapo. I'm 22, and I think the purpose of the youth is to revive.
My name is Nikisha. I'm 20 years old, and to me, the purpose of our youth is to renew whatever has been broken throughout generations in society. I also think they need to maintain the things that have been brought in, new changes, perspectives. They need to refresh the education of different people and different aspects of people in our society. They also need to bring fresh insight as to how we need to be accepting others around us and just a good working and societal environment.
Hi, my name is Ivan Gwalangwala. The first question was asking about the purpose of the youth. The youth brings value to the country. The youth is the country's legs and is responsible to keeping the country moving and not drive it to an early grave.
My name is Somila, and this is my view on what I think the purpose of youth is. I think the purpose of the youth is just to make the country a better place. But the thing is, there's just too much expectations that is placed on people at the moment.
These are just a few responses to the question, and even though opinions differ, there's many similarities with the answers.
This would not be called multifaceted if we only got perspectives from one group of people. Now that the youth of today have had their opinions voiced, what about those who were youth before them? We reached out to the youth of yesteryear to hear their answers to the question.
It is very interesting to listen to what the youth has to say about themselves as the youth of today. But what's more interesting is hearing people over the age of 50 describe how the youth of today should be.
A group of people 50 years of age and above were interviewed, and they were asked to share their views on what they think the role of the youth in society is, or what they think the purpose of the youth is, and this is what they had to say.
All right, my name is Mbulelo Ntlabati. All right, I think at first we need to realize that youth is diverse, and their purpose is informed by where they are positioned. It's informed by their interests.
Hi, I'm Gift Danara. I'm 51 years old. I think the purpose of the youth is to refresh and renew the current status of our society.
If you look at history, youth has always played an important role in the society in terms of shaping the society.
Ndingu Qinisiko Dandala from Bizana.
I am Qinisiko Dandala.
I am 64 years old. Youth kufanele bazazi ukuba bazalwa ngobani.
The youth should know who they are from.
Bafunde ke njalo ukuhlonipha abazali.
They should also learn to respect their elders.
Onto yakwenza ukuba
that will enable them to grow and become things in life. They should protect people who are old and vulnerable.
I'm Ntombekhaya Ngesi. The youth purpose is to bring change to our country. They need to be creative thinkers and better anything that is there. The youth of today is carried away by the bad things that will destroy them. For example, substance abuse. But in some cases, there is own positive impact that they bring to our society.
We had the opportunity to interview one of our own at the School of Journalism and Media Studies at Rhodes University. Taryn Isaacs de Vega falls in that middle ground where one isn't quite a youth anymore, but isn't thinking of retiring. She shared with us how the growing generations have adapted to their constant changing environments and societal pressures, which in turn give rise to the purpose of the youth in each generation.
I think it's a great space to be. I had a friend that used to say, 30 is 20 with a brain. And I think that is quite accurate. I think you are the age that you are in.
Taryn further explains that through the experiences of her life in multiple generations, she has found her own specific purpose.
I've made new plans into what my vision for my life is. And so, yes, I think I have. But I'm always thinking about, as I get older, I start thinking about that purpose. What purpose are we here for? You know, how does our time on this planet align to our purpose? You know, and so I'm always thinking about that. And as I get older, that answer changes. About purpose, about possibility, about contribution. But yes, I've achieved most of those goals, and they are ongoing.
Taryn continues to explain how the different stages of her life assisted in making a contribution to her purpose, which in turn definitely helped her find her goals.
I'm doing some interesting work now, self-work, around how to understand our contribution, you know, to... I mean, if you think about our lives, it's so short compared to the entire existence of the universe, right? And even just our lives into the last 200 years, I mean, what difference does it make? But if we think about the fact that we can make some small difference in our sphere of influence and in the people around us and in the places that we choose to spend our energy.
In the moment of conversation, she gives the perspective of her construction between the younger and the older generation in the changes of society.
Some new context with some new kind of purpose. Each generation has to take up their cause, and each generation's cause is different. So previous generations might have been to overtly fight oppression, right? And I'm talking about Black generational consciousness, because depending on where you are within the spectrum, depending on what you think your mission is, depending on how you understand your purpose, will determine your contribution, right? And I think each generation has a different purpose, a different call that they need to take up, a different set of issues that needs to be solved. The youth of just generation is not sleeping. They just choose to wake up when it's important.
In the digitalized economy of today, the world has adapted to the usage of technology in finding their purpose on social media. Taryn claims that the potential online conversations can make us see the youth changing with the dynamic of society.
But if we see the potential for social media and digital media as a transformative space, transforming perspectives, transforming the industries that we work and live in, transforming the way we interact as a society, then it doesn't become an empty project. And I think if we see online spaces as the possibility for that, and if we start seeing the potential for online conversations to be a space in which we transform our own generations, but through online conversations, I think it becomes a space of possibility.
Listening to what the previous people have said gives us an opportunity to reflect on what it means to be a part of the youth. Next, we hear from Devin Kivitz, one of our team, and his reflection on what the purpose of the youth is.
In society, it's no hidden fact that the youth are treated like black sheep. Rebellious behavior that's common in young people often gets used as a main reason to say, no, the youth is this or that. But it seems rebellious behavior because the youth does not often live up to expectations set by the older generation. Being expected to live a certain way or act a certain way while going completely against what they could personally believe. That is something that often misconstrued the idea of the youth's purpose. For example, in the United States in the 1990s, a new way to live was created around an idea of the American dream. You and I are expected to work a certain job, have a certain type of family, everything by certain age ranges. This put a lot of extra pressure on the youth, as now there was a societal norm that they need to live up to, along with preconceived expectations of their parents. This led to a lot of turmoil, as now members of the youth wanted to live their lives the way they felt fit. But the families believed another way to live. A young person could often just go completely against their parents out of spite, and the rebellion would spiral out of control. Which is why a lot of the time we see people who are raised in overly protective or overbearing households often fly off the deep end late in life. In South Africa, though, that was not the case. The youth were often born into periods of conflict, and they were expected to either get involved or stay completely out of the way, which was a big issue, as often people were forced to grow up far too fast. And while this isn't much of a conflict-heavy period, in modern times, there are still cases where young people are just forced to grow up way too soon. This could be because of things like social media and, well, all forms of media for that matter. Things that exposes young people to realities of life they are not ready to see. When posed with the question of what I believe the role of the youth is, it's simple. The youth should do things that are within their power and what they believe to be right. Being able to protest or spread awareness is completely fine, but also choosing to be neutral and just not have an opinion about something should also be fine. There shouldn't be pressure to feel a certain way or act a certain way. However, the idea that we can do everything and the world is there for us has gotten to a lot of young people's heads. This is making a generation of entitled youths that suffer from main character syndrome. And for those that don't know, main character syndrome is an idea that they are the star. Everything around them has to happen in relation to them and what they do. This attitude is something I don't see changing anytime soon.
I personally believe that we as the youth of today have a lot of resources at our disposal that we can use to change the world. Hearing the thoughts of others helps us to see things from new and fresh perspectives. It is through the varying perspectives showcased in this episode that provides an overall look into what purpose the youth of today could serve. We may not have one story, but we are one voice. Remember to tune in for your next episode, where we will pose a new question and share some new perspectives. Thank you for listening to the first episode of Multifaceted, and a special thank you to Taryn Isaacs de Vega and our team for their contributions. Thank you.